Bandwidth and hosting for BagelTech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to BagelTech News. It's Wednesday the 9th of February 2011. All the technology news from the previous 24 hours in around 5 minutes. So, things to make you go, ooh, was not the Dell presentation yesterday. Surprise, surprise, they're coming out with a 10-inch Windows 7 tablet later this year. No promises as to when, however. And also, there's going to be a business tablet, and there's going to be a phone, and there's going to be lots and lots of computers, and it's kind of predictable, really. And apparently, just to cap it off, a CNET took a shot of the plastic demo that they brought with them, and it looked like one of the TVs in IKEA. Oh, dear, dear, dear. Just to remind you as well, when it comes to launches, HP's is going to be available today at 6 p.m. UK time. That's 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And they're going to come out with their Think Beyond. Think big, think small, think ahead, think beyond. That's the thing that's coming through. But we'll have to wait and see whether it's earth-shattering or just like Dell's, it was a bit of a yawn fest. European publishers are upset over Apple's iTunes subscription fees and restrictions. What the problem is that the group of newspapers are saying that the dictation of a 30% commission on iTunes subscriptions and all content sold within it thereafter is unfair competition rules, and they're going to go to the European Union. And a good chance is that the European Union may side with them. And while we're on the subject of the European Union, Google wants to reach an amicable solution with the EU about antitrust laws that may affect it and its search engine. There is no one else to oversee you, Google, so failing that, it could be the job of the UN. I wonder if Eric Schmidt's got a shark pool.
How you like that, Hensbricks?
Google Translate for iPhone has come to the App Store. It does a fantastic job because it speaks to you and also it listens to you. One of the few things from Google that will actually listen to you, no doubt. You speak to it and it'll translate it and it'll give you the pronunciation back as well as. It looks fantastic. I'm going to download it and have a play today. Reggie Fils-Aimes has stood up and said, no, cheap games in the App Store are a dangerous, dangerous thing to the industry because people are getting an experience that says that it's okay to have cheap games. Angry Birds is a great piece of work. However, for $1 to $2, you can't do that kind of thing. Reggie, stop ripping off your customers and just make it at a decent price. EA have found that it works. They sold all their stuff before Christmas at 99p and had the best quarter ever. Sony has got rough with all of its customers. If you publish the PS3 jailbreak code, then they're going to sue you, and they will pursue you for sure. One ballsy hacker, Travis Lamar, who's on Twitter at XSeva, has also tweeted Kevin Butler, who's the fake front end of Sony, and he sent him the code and said, come and get me. Unfortunately, Kevin Butler retweeted it and said, let me guess, you sank my battleship. Oh dear. The tweet's been pulled, but I've got a picture if you want to see it. Microsoft is shuffling its executives to better cope with the strategy taken by Apple. Yes, they're going to shove a whole load of people around into different departments to make themselves look a bit better. I had a think today. I wonder if I can think of anybody apart from Steve Ballmer at Microsoft. And no, I can't. But the thing is as well, Steve, maybe the shuffle should start with you. Apple has been granted a patent forbidding. Yes. In the mad world of patent applications and grants, Apple have been given the ability to get carriers to bid for services to the iPhone. And if they don't bid enough, they won't get it. How can you do that? I need to learn more about patent law, clearly. The iControl pad is real, and it's shipping. It's something for your iPhone that you plug your iPhone into, and it becomes like a PS3 gaming console. It looks fantastic. It's awesome. It's $74.99, and you can go to the unofficial Apple weblog and get yourself the web address for pre-orders. They are out there, but they're a bit expensive. And Valentine's Day will see a new version of Angry Birds. Yes, you will be getting love hearts and pinkness all over the place with a brand new version that will be out in the iTunes store. I've already thought about buying it, and there's no question I'll be there. And also, in the applications world, Pope Benedict said that he wanted priests to blog to promote Christian netiquette. Well, apparently they've gone a step further because there's now a confession app. It's available through the iTunes store for $1.99, and it doesn't replace the traditional confession, but it talks about an awful lot within the Catholic religion. Whether it actually gives you absolution or whether it just generates the Hail Marys on a random number generator, I don't know. I might actually download it and have a play later on, but it does sound great. And Firefox has taken the ad industry by storm, because what they've done in their new beta program for the browser is say, do not track me. And you've got a checkbox that says, tell websites I do not want to be tracked. And you can then guarantee yourself absolute private browsing. I don't see that one staying around for long, do you? And finally, the electric car to end all electric cars is here. It's the Etox, E-T-O-X, and it plans an all-electric car called the Zafer, Z-A-F-E-R. It's a sports car, two doors. There's a picture on Engadget. And if they're selling this thing, I'll have three, thank you very much. But what's really impressive is the fact that it's been made out of Turkey, so it's only 35 Turkish lira, which is about $20,000. So you could get a fantastic looking sports car that could only cost you 20 grand. There's only one drawback though. It tops out at 75 miles an hour. I don't see the problem with that. We can only go 70 in this country, and I wouldn't dream of baking this video. No. If you've got a story and no one else to listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube at bageltechnews. We'll see you again tomorrow for a roundup of the previous 24 hours news as normal, and hopefully on time. Sorry about that. Have a good day, and thanks for listening.